From Connecticut Public Radio in Hartford, this is Us in the Time of Coronavirus. I'm Kyone Wolf. Who better than a celebrated historian to give you a peek into the future? I was so excited to speak with Mary Frances Berry. She's the Geraldine R. Siegel Professor of American Social Thought and a Professor of History at the University of Pennsylvania. She's also the former chairwoman of the United States Commission on Civil Rights. Her piece in the Politico article that gave me such hope was called A Hunger for Diversion. Her look forward begins about 100 years ago.
What happened after the Spanish flu and World War I came to an end then is that Americans began to look around for entertainment, for community, for being with other people, for enjoying themselves, which they had not been able to do during all this time. And their search for entertainment was facilitated by the introduction of cars and the radio, all of which helped.
I'm a big fan of that one.
Yes, I know you are. And look back at that period, we know that the 19th Amendment was added to the Constitution, so women were able to vote for the first time. There's the anniversary, which we sort of have missed with the pandemic. And it was the era of women with bobbed hair going out dancing, going to speakeasies, and the Charleston became big. And so people were letting the good times roll, as they say in New Orleans nowadays. And the economy, as we know, quickly rebounded once the pandemic was over. And it was flourishing for about 10 years. The stock market was up, people were making money, people had jobs, and they could support the search for entertainment and all the other things that they were looking for. I think that when this pandemic is over, I projected back in March that the same thing, part of it is based on human behavior in general. Human beings like to be around other human beings. They may not like every human being in the world, but they like to be around other people, a sense of community. What I thought at the time is only reinforced by the fact of what has happened with the opening ups that have taken place now. Almost everywhere that there's been an opening up, you see them going to the beach, you see them walking around. People are going to sit outside at restaurants. People are sort of wanting to be with other people and have some fun and some entertainment. People are distancing and taking care of themselves, but they're eager to open up and eager to behave like human beings again after this. So I am optimistic based on what I know about the history of the world and what I know about human behavior and what has happened in the past, although the past is not always a guide to the future. But I'm hopeful.
That was historian, professor, and civil rights leader, Mary Frances Berry.